Malaria killed 435,000 people last year, most of them in Africa. The parasite that causes the illness is carried by females of some, but not all, species of mosquitoes of the genus Anopheles. An insect becomes infected by biting an infected human being. Over the course of 10 to 12 days, the parasites then multiply inside her. Once this has happened, she transmits them with her bite. The threat posed by an individual mosquito thus depends on its species, sex, and age. Knowing these for lots of local insects gives a better idea of where, when, and how to intervene in a particular place. If the locals are, for example, of a species that prefers to bite people inside houses or to rest indoors after feeding, fumigating household interiors is the best approach. If not, it may be better to locate and disrupt breeding sites using aerial spraying. Sex is easy to determine. Males have bushy mouths, in essence, beards. Females do not. Determining species and age, though, is slow and laborious. DNA must be sequenced. Bodies must be dissected under microscopes. Chemical analyses must be performed. Laboratories in Britain and Tanzania are therefore testing an alternative, infrared spectroscopy. Mario González Jiménez, a chemist at the University of Glasgow, uses a diamond and a piece of steel that act as a hammer and anvil, crushing the mosquito to be analysed. The infrared light is then provided by a laser. With the insect duly splattered across one facet of the diamond, this laser is shone through the crystal onto it. The light reflected back out of the crystal by the insect's remains is run through a spectroscope for analysis. Part of the incident light will have been absorbed by various chemicals in the mosquito, particularly chitin, a structural carbohydrate, proteins and lipids in the animal's cuticle. This absorption shows up in the reflected light spectrum as an absence of certain frequencies. These absences are called Fraunhofer lines after the German physicist who discovered them 2 centuries ago. Particular molecules create particular patterns of Fraunhofer lines, as the missing light energy has been absorbed to drive the vibrations of atomic bonds within those molecules.